Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Israel is preparing to release 26 Palestinian prisoners as part of a deal to restart Middle East peace talks. But Secretary of State John Kerry, who brokered the deal, is hoping Israel's decision to approve more than 1,000 new settlement homes won't derail the talks, which are supposed to begin tomorrow in Jerusalem. The BBC's Kevin Connolly reports.
Think of it as an overture to the resumption of peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. It's an extract from the Psalms, a sort of club remix, playing as a group of Israeli dignitaries visits another building project on land captured in the War of 1967. In most interpretations of international law, this is an illegal settlement, and although Israel rejects that view, Palestinians saw the timing of this ceremony as a deliberate attempt to scupper the talks. How different things used to look.
The Israelis and the Palestinians have taken a dramatic step toward a just, lasting, and comprehensive peace that can lift the lives of the people of the Middle East.
This is Secretary of State Warren Christopher at the time of the signing of the Oslo Accords, welcoming those huge signs of progress in the process 20 years ago.
They've broken through the barriers of hatred and fear.
The truth is that Israeli and Palestinian negotiators these days are preparing to take just a few steps down a road they've travelled along before. Even the prisoner releases used to be bigger. Around the heady period of the Oslo Accords in the mid-1990s, Israel freed 4,000 Palestinians from its jails. This week, it's releasing 26. It's never politically popular in Israel. But when I went to meet one of the men released at the time of Oslo, Abdelal Anani, he told me everyone had to recognize that difficult decisions were necessary to make peace.
There is always a price for war, but there is also a price for peace. Those who speak about real peace and coexistence should be ready to pay the price.
Ronan Karamani was 18 years old. On August the 4th last year...
This old BBC documentary tells the story of a young Israeli who was murdered a few years before the Oslo Accords were signed. Ronan Karamani was on his way to meet his girlfriend when he was abducted by a gang of Palestinians, and he was stabbed repeatedly until he died.
I miss him very much. This I can tell.
Ronan's brother, Oded, was among a group of relatives of Israeli victims of violence who tried to block the prisoner release in court. Oded says if his brother's killers are to be freed, it should be in return for the conclusion of a peace deal, not just the restarting of peace talks.
Please, I'm begging for our government. Don't let them out.
So when the overture dies down, the immediate prospect for this week's talks may seem a little bleak. And as always here, it's easier to see the problems than the opportunities. Many issues still divide Israelis and Palestinians, of course. But from this week, they are at least talking about them again.
The BBC's Kevin Connolly.